Shalom to all. Today we're learning Sachas Vachim Perek Tes Mishnah Dal Mishnah Hey. And today's Mishnah is being learned Sachas Esther Bas Rachel Shishi B'Zecher Find Ruziva Kol Gon Bikarav Mamish. We discussed when we started at the beginning of the Perek, namely when something was put on top of the Mizbech, even though it shouldn't have been, does it get taken down or no? Once it's up there, the Mizbech is Mekadesh it and it stays up there. So the Mishnah tells us Kshem She'im Alu Lo Yerdu, just like we discussed previously, that if certain things were brought up, they're not supposed to be brought down, even though again they weren't supposed to be brought up in the first place. Once they're up on the Mizbech, we don't take them down. Kachim Yardu Lo Yal. So too, if they were brought down for some reason, they're not put back up. All these, if they were brought up alive before the animal was shechted, if it was brought up alive on top of the mizbeach, yiredu, then they should be brought down because they weren't shechted yet. Now we just give an example. Let's say a carbon oil was brought up alive to the top of the mizbeach, teiredu, should be brought down, as we just said. However, shchata b'rosh hamizbeach, let's say it was shechted at the top of the mizbeach, even though again, l'chatchila, that should not happen, but let's say it was shechted at the top of the mizbeach, so then the kohen should flay it, meaning skin it, take off the skin, and cut it into pieces exactly where it is in its place, and he should not take it down and do it in the Azara. He should leave it on the top of the Mizbeach. And moving on to Mishnah Hei, Ve'ilu im alu yeredu, the following. If they were brought up on top of the Mizbeach, they should be brought down. And as we know from the earlier Mishnayas, this is something which is not roi for the top of the Mizbeach, since it doesn't belong there, so it's supposed to be brought down. What are these? Bisar kachay kachim, meat of kachay kachim, that's supposed to be eaten and it's not supposed to be burned. Bisar kachim kalim, also meat of kachim kalim, that's supposed to be eaten and not burned. Meiser ha'omer, leftover of the carbon omer, ushtei alechem, and the two lechemim that are brought on Shavuos, v'lechem haponim, these are the showbreads, the 12 lechem haponim that we have every single week in the Beis HaMikdash, ushiar menachos, leftovers of karbonos mincha, just the kmitza, a fistful is put on the mizbeach, but the rest is eaten by the kohanim, v'aktayres, and the ktayres as well, that's not put on the mizbeach, so all these, if they were brought up on top, should be brought down. More examples, and here we're going to see that it depends. Hatzemer shebrashei kvasim, the wool that's on the heads of young lambs, v'aseir shebizgan tiyashim, and the hair, which is the beards of goats, tiyashim are older goats, and often goats have beards, so that beard of the goat, vatzamos, and bones, vagidim, and sinews, vakarnayim, and horns, vatlafayim, and hooves, bismanchin, mechubarin, if they're attached to the animal, so yahweh, they can be brought up on the mizbeach. Shenemar, the pasuk says, vehikter aron esakol hamizbecha, aron should bring everything on the mizbeach, and since, let's say, the leg of the animal is supposed to be brought on the mizbeach, so the hoof, which is attached to the leg, is also allowed to be brought up with it, it doesn't have to be cut off beforehand. However, perishu, if it got separated somehow, lo yalu, then it's not brought up, because Pasuk says, v'sisa olasecha habasar v'hadam, and so we see that specifically, just the meat and the blood is supposed to be brought on the mizbeach, so if somehow one of these parts got separated from the animal, as the example we just used was the hoof, if somehow it got separated from the leg, then we don't bring it up by itself, we just bring the leg and not the hoof. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow on Mishnah Vav and Zayin, continue to discuss this. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.